And welcome back once again as we are at halftime of today's contest between Bucknell and Duquesne here on the Bison Sports Network. Time right now for our spotlight on Bucknell, and we are very pleased to have with us, well, to be quite honest, one of the best defensive players, and for that matter, one of the best all-around players that Bucknell University has ever seen. Sean Conover joining us right now. Sean, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing in Nashville, Tennessee?
No problem, Doug. I'm doing great down here.
You were not only able to work out with the Tennessee Titans last year, but you obviously made the team last season as a free agent. Talk first off about the process of becoming a free agent. How did all that come about? Did you have an agent that you kind of had worked through, or had you heard some things from the Tennessee general manager's office? How did that come about?
Yeah, last year was a real exciting time during the draft and everything. Unfortunately, didn't get drafted, but immediately after, started getting some calls from teams. The Tennessee Titans was one of them. And, talking with my agent, he recommended that this was a good opportunity for me, a place where I had an excellent shot of making the team. So, just came down here, worked hard, and it all worked out.
Well, it certainly did work out. You did make the team, and, you were on what they call the practice squad there for the first couple of months, if you will, of the season. And towards the end of the season, though, they activated you, and you actually started a few games. What was that like?
It was pretty exciting. Yeah, I started two of the last six games we played. We were on a pretty good winning streak. I think we won seven in a row or something that I got to be a part of. It was real exciting. It was a real fun time.
Of course, obviously, you come from Bucknell University, not what they would in the NFL ranks consider a hotbed of football opportunities out there. How were you treated by some of the other players, whether it was those on the practice squad or the others who, of course, you practiced with during the course of the week getting ready for each game?
Everybody treated me good. It's not too many people have heard of Bucknell, but hopefully, I can help, get people aware of it, and along with the basketball team, it kind of put us on the map a little bit. So hopefully this will help.
Talk a little bit about the differences between, say, college at Division I AA, or now called the championship subdivision level, and the pros.
It's off the field. It's a job now, basically. In college, it was. It was still kind of a job. You're getting money to go to school there and play football. So in that sense, it's work. But, there's a lot of fun involved with it. Not to say it isn't fun now, but it's a lot more serious, and it's more of a business. And, if you're not focused and, putting everything into it at all times, it can disappear like that, So you really have to... keep focused at all times, and unlike college, where at times it's more of, it can be more fun, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure a lot of it is, as you said, a business. And speaking of which, did you, without getting into any of the particulars, did you get paid well enough to where you actually did get to make this your full-time job, or did you actually have to have another job on the side?
No. It's definitely a full-time job. It's 24 hours a day. You have to be completely focused in it. There's definitely no room for another job.
Now, before we let you go, gotta ask this: what was it like when you got to play and actually start those two games towards the end of the year, and they call your now? Of course, in the NFL, it's a little different. They announce the starting lineups, but like one game, it may be the offense that they'll announce, and then the next game, the defense. Did you get to be introduced before the crowd before a game?
I did. I didn't get to. The defense was never announced and ran out, one at a time. They did the offense. Vince was pretty hot towards the end of the season, so I think everybody wanted to see him run out and stuff. So I didn't get a chance to run out, but they announced it and everything. It was just it was pretty overwhelming. It was very exciting. It was a great experience.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Vince. Before we let you go too here, Sean, what's Vince Young like? Is he obviously a great talent? Is he a good person as well?
Yeah, he's a real good guy. He could easily, with all the hype he gets, and the popularity, and, you know, he doesn't let it go to his head at all. He could easily be a jerk about it, but he's a great guy, very approachable, you know, friends with everybody. I can't say enough good things about him.
Well, my man, we can't say enough good things about you. You are really a credit to Bucknell, not only the football program, but just Bucknell University in general. And I know a lot of people are rooting for you, not only to make the Titans, but to really make an impact, get some starts in there at the beginning of the year, and then hopefully start throughout the course of the year and stay healthy. That's first and foremost. And hey, Sean, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I just wish you all the best.
Doug, thank you very much. I appreciate being on, and just want to wish the guys on the team best of luck this year. I know Slater and Granger are the captains, and can't pick two better guys to lead the team. And I know they're going to do big things this year. So,
well, I'm sure they will, and I know you are too. So, thanks so much, Sean.
Thank you, Doug.
Once again, Sean Conover, our guest here on today's contest between Bucknell and Duquesne. We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more coming up right after this.